As chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski has a lot of control over the federal checkbook. She says she's going to use that power to improve weather forecasting to save lives and property in the U.S. She visited the NOAA Center for Weather and Climate Prediction in College Park on Tuesday and announced a $50 million investment in a new supercomputer to improve weather modeling. She says the need became apparent after European models provided a more accurate forecast during Hurricane Sandy.
We love the Europeans. They're great NATO allies, but I'll be darned if they're going to have a better weather model than the United States of America.
The money to improve forecasting comes from the emergency funding bill passed in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. But Senator Mikulski says Congress will need to lift the sequester to build on the investment. The Weather Channel's senior hurricane specialist Brian Norcross says forecasters in communities across the country rely on NOAA and the National Weather Service to get the fastest and most accurate information.
In a warming world of extreme weather, NOAA's mission to protect life and property and to enhance the national economy, that is the stated mission of NOAA, becomes even more critical, of course.
Across-the-board spending cuts that are part of the sequester have forced a hiring freeze at NOAA and put longer-term modernization projects in jeopardy. I'm Allison Burns, reporting for Maryland News Connection.